I'll say it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Would you mind reading the minutes of the last meeting, Brian?
Sure.
So the September 8th, 2014 monthly board meeting, the regular meeting, monthly meeting of the Town of Concord was called to order by Chairman Bill Ingersoll with Ted Miller, Lloyd Zastrow, Brian Newman, and Jim Zastrow present. Bill led the assembly in the Pledge of Allegiance. Brian Newman, clerk, certified the meeting had been properly posted, and there was a motion by Lloyd Zastrow and seconded by Ted Miller to accept the agenda as presented. Everybody affirmed, nobody opposed, the motion carried. Brian Newman, clerk, read the minutes from the September board meeting. There was a motion, should be August board meeting. I'm not ahead of myself. The board meeting, there was a motion by Lloyd Zastrow and seconded by Ted Miller to accept the minutes as read. Everybody affirmed, nobody opposed, the motion carried. Lloyd Zastrow, Plan Committee Chair, gave an update from the Plan Committee. He presented the Dennis and Patty Lotnow, as well as the John and D. Winkleman zoning request. A motion was made by Ted Miller and seconded by Lloyd Zastrow to approve the Dennis and Patty Lotnow request of West 150-1555 Northside Drive to create a 4.3-acre A1-A3 lot and a 5.1-acre natural resource parcel from a 40-acre A1 parcel. Everybody affirmed, nobody opposed, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Ted Miller and seconded by Lloyd Zastrow to approve the John and Dean Winkleman of N7348 County Trunk Highway P to create a 1.6-acre A3 lot and a 20.1 natural resource parcel from an A1 parcel. Everybody affirmed, nobody opposed, the motion carried. Cammie Warren from the Dousman EMS gave an update on the Dousman EMS service to the Town of Concord and their other communities. Jim Zastrow, Treasurer, stated his report. There's a balance of $653.97 in the general fund, $234,435.97 in the money market, and $43,990.94 in the equipment fund. There's a motion by Bill Ingersoll and seconded by Lloyd Zastrow to accept the Treasury report as read. Everybody affirmed, nobody opposed, the motion carried. There's a motion by Bill Ingersoll and seconded by Ted Miller to pay the bills as presented. They all affirmed, nobody opposed, the motion carried. Marion Spearless brought forth concerns about speed and noise from the bar traffic from the Concord Inn. The board said they would address for the Concord Inn and ask for their help in this matter. With no further business, a motion to adjourn was made by Lloyd Zastrow and seconded by Ted Miller. Everybody affirmed, nobody opposed, the motion carried.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We have a zoning request. Richard and Jody here.
I'm Attorney Don J. Myrna. I'm appearing on behalf of HAF LLC, which purchased the property. We were contacted by the county after the purchase and told there was this small triangular parcel that was substandard, and they asked us to bring a rezoning petition to basically take the zoning from A3 to A1 to make it compliant with the balance of the parcel. We're going to be farming it. We're not going to be putting any structures on it, and so we want this parcel to be part of the farming operation.
No, it's kind of a no-brainer, and you feel like
you see it.
No. So was it brought up to the planning commission?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little frame pieces could be added to a larger parcel toward the road. Back of that parcel.
So it was the planning commission's decision?
They were okay with it, yes.
Okay. I make a motion to accept the zoning request.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Mr. Chairman, can I have just one statement? There was a resident that came up and discussed with me some manure spreading on the property. I'm going to have the operations. HAF is basically a separate entity, but S&R Hank Farm is going to be farming this property and using it. I'm having, and any other residents that may have a concern, I'm going to have Dave Hill from S&R contact her and discuss with her what's going to be going on with the property. In order for us to spread, we have to have a DNR permit. And I just, knowing that that was coming up, a resident had a concern, we'll make sure that we work with any resident concerns. This is not something that we're going to be doing like every 2 weeks. It's strictly for cropping the property. It's putting nitrogen back into the soil so we can crop it.
Okay.
Growing our own food. So I just wanted to...
Our concern is the smell that we've had in the past. She's also on our planning commission, and all we ask is a little bit of, how can I say, consideration, so that manure isn't spread on Sunday or Saturday when they want to have a picnic outside their house or something of this nature.
And that's typically what, if there's other residents that...
did you receive a call from other Golden, at least one of the Golden Lake Jim Cassidy, in June?
In June, yeah.
In June, when that spreading occurred?
We typically try to coordinate, and we will, if any residents, because we spread up. All these, again, have to be approved by the DNR. We have to have a plan. We're submitted in Jefferson County, wherever we're spreading. And so we know when we're going to spread, what the application will be. It's not going to be, like I said, over and over and over again. And we, if residents call and say, like in this particular instance, Mr. Hill will get the information and say, this is what we're doing. This is when we're going to do it. If there's anybody else in the neighborhood that has a concern, we'll put them on notice as well. Because some people, as I mentioned before, some people are like, well, it's not that bad, they can live with it. Some people would find it horrific. Like, for instance, putting clothing out to dry. I remember a situation a number of years ago where someone got very upset, they just moved in. The other people were used to it. As soon as the truck pulled up and the booms came out, they yanked everything inside and waited a few days.
If you could provide me with a person that we can contact if we have a problem or something like that.
I will do that.
So I don't have to be, you know, like,
sure.
Who do I contact?
I'll shoot a letter to you, to your attention, and give you Dave Hill's contact information.
I'll give you my email address.
Okay.
Well, bill.ingersoll@centurytel.net.
I will send you out an email tomorrow with Dave Hill's contact information.
So if we have any concerns or problems, that I can address it to somebody that can help me out. That'd be terrific.
I'll have Ms. Collison contacted by Mr. Hill direct to have her contact information.
That'd be excellent.
Right. Thank you.
I'm not a farmer. I don't know anything about farming, really, but if it's a matter of putting nitrogen in the soil, do you really have to use manure? Can you buy nitrogen in a bag?
We run... Essner Egg Farms is a commercial egg operation, so they pelletize chicken manure for fertilizer and they spread. And we go to the DNR and ask them for that permission to do it.
And why would you use the pelletize? Use that on your own land instead of making the residents miserable.
We sometimes do that. It's agricultural. It's governed by the DNR. I can't tell you much other than that. And then that will try to be courteous about how we handle it.
You have to be rid of the manure. You have chickens, you have a piece of pudding. They have millions of chickens in the sewer.
Yeah, they have quite a large amount. They're one of the bigger commercial operations.
And so you have to have language to spread manure on your nation's pilots. So that's why they buy these extra farms, a lot of times just to have another couple hundred acres to spread and sell it. Now, how many times a year do they spend it? Just one time.
Some of the fields they would do in fall, but that the DNR is very, very careful about when in fall and how, because they don't want to run off. So we have to be very careful about how we do that, when we do it. We have to be in contact with them.
Do you spread it and incorporate it right away then?
Or yes.
Now, do you incorporate it by chisel plowing it in, or do you...
I think they disc it. Ms. Collison asked that question. I'm not 100% sure.
So you spread these pellets or spread the manure and then disc it in or somehow... incorporate in the ground somehow.
Put it in the soil. The DNR has very specific time periods and moisture. The soil has to be a certain moisture. There has to be certain criteria. We have to report on that on a regular basis.
So with the purchase of this, you're looking at one application a year and incorporation immediately.
As I understand it, as I said to Ms. Costa, I don't want to tell the board something I'm not 100% sure of, otherwise you'd be looking at it.
Sounds like a lot better than what the...
I want Dave to answer those questions directly.
Okay, and it sounds like if that's the case, it's a lot better scenario than the previous situations that we had there.
And you'll find these people to be, I've been representing them for 15 years, you'll find these people will respond to you as a community. They're not going to ignore you, they're not going to say, I represent other farms whose attitude is, we're permitted, DATCAP, Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, so we report to and the DNR, and we're not talking to you. They're not like this. They will talk to the community, talk to people in the area. They can't make everybody happy, but they do go out of their way to be good neighbors, and they'll continue here. If you would, you know, talk to the town of Palmyra or Whitewater, where they are, they'll go out of their way to talk to the neighbors, talk to the governmental agencies, and be good neighbors.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Okay, and the whole scenario here was just in a little additional triangle to turn it back into cultural land. So I
basically to square off that lot. So it came down like this, and then Redfields allowed them to rezone that tree because they keep a lot of wildlife. So just puts it in line with that rather than having a job in that description.
So yeah. And it sounds like it might be a better scenario than here doing it once a week.
This is completely different. I mean, that's the reason Jim Cassidy called you. The smell in June was so totally different than when the air was pumping. I mean, to the astringent part, you couldn't go outside. You had to wear a mask and you could just go to your car. So it's, you know, they do it once, you know, if they let me know and I
let the community know too.
Move away for a week, you know, that's the point where it comes. But you know, if they do it more often than that, I stopped at the courthouse. I don't know if I can ask if so they can truck in the manure from an off site place as long as it needs the DNR amount.
Right, like these good dairy farms around people, 800 or 1500 dollars. They contract with farmers to spread the manure on their land. The farmer accepts it because it's pretty fertilized. It's valuable to them to have it. But they've got to have a place to put it before they would do a permit to enlarge their operation. Every time they want to enlarge their operation, they first have to find a place to spread the manure. I don't want to pile it up. I take it out of the pit, spread it, and then take the chisel plow that I really need to work the ground. Shortly after that, the smell.
And I was told that the conditional use permit that was granted to that property beforehand stays with it after the sale.
Yeah, but that is for human waste. Okay?
Right. So how did
that? This is agricultural waste.
Right.
There's a different requirement for human waste. Every farmer has a waste degree, but he has that. So,
yeah, but most waste they get rid of is generated by like 10 million children. You know, I mean, the huge, I drove by that operation on Tamarack Road in Whitewater, and it's a 2 football fields long and 3 stories high of chickens. It isn't closed, but they said they run the trucks past. I talked to a homeowner near the facility, and he said the really sticky time is when the trucks filled with the sludge. And there were like 12 huge trucks parked in front of the business. He said it's when it sloshes over the tops of these trucks, and it's like the consistency of liquid in the oatmeal. And he said that's when it really stinks. Now, you know, I'm trusting that the DNR will put a limit on how many trucks of this stuff can come in then.
They base it on tonnage per acre. In other words, they're only allowed to put a certain amount of tonnage in order for everything to get away. So they can't double code it. In other words, they do it one time and that's it. Furthermore, if they did put too much on, they would make the soil toxic and it wouldn't produce. So it's a cooperative thing between themselves and getting a great crop on it and not putting too much on it. They're just putting as much as they can in the manure. That's the other problem. But they avoid this one farm, I'm sure they have.
Well, yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
And somebody said they smell the same smell. Somebody from our neighborhood near Oconomowoc, so they want to start purchasing other land to deposit manure near Oconomowoc as well.
Well, let's address it when it becomes a problem. The thing is, I think the scenario, if he does it once a year versus once a week or whatever that here was doing, it's going to be a lot less obtrusive to you and your community. It, he bought it under the agricultural system, which we have. Under the agricultural system, he's allowed to put manure out there, whether it's dairy cows or chicken manure or something of this nature. If it's regulated by the DNR to the point that we feel it's, hopefully they know what they're doing and it's one application a year. I think it's a better scenario than you used to have. So
do one application per field, so they could still come in the fall and cover half the fern and flower and cover the other.
But one application a year.
One application per field.
Yeah, but they're two different times of the year, is what you're saying.
It could have. Yeah. If we went out to some sort of fall,
right,
spread it on those fields and fill that up, and then maybe the corn is still standing on the other fields. And they would have gotten rid of everything they had, so they'll come back in March or whatever. So it could be twice a year.
Yeah.
No, Bill, I've lived out for 40 years right in the middle of farm country, and I know that they have, there's dairy cows. Wagner has a cow. I know that there's manure spread on the fields all the time.
Deal.
Right. You know, I know that from the farms that are right there, they're all manure. And all the time we've been here, if you drive by and they're just doing it, you get a whiff of the smell, and it's gone. It's totally different. I've never objected to any of the manure spreading that's been around because it's totally different than the factory farm stuff. They stuff those animals with so much garbage and so many shots and so much of this and so much of that. The odor is totally different. You can smell it. You can smell the difference immediately. Regular farm manure is nothing.
Bill?
Yeah.
If the manure is that day, it's going to smell different than that was put in a pit and held there for a while and then spread. That's where the smell comes from.
Well, she indicated to me that they purchased their property in kind of a hurry because they had so much manure they had to get rid of that they've been holding on to. So
yeah,
he's claiming
that it smells more because
he's claiming that's why it's cramped so badly in June. Which, you know, I'm leery, I don't trust people, so especially big money people. But, you know, I guess I just have to wait and see.
Well, let's hope that it's a better scenario than you have. And if they have big farm equipment, disc it in and hopefully get rid of it a little bit faster. And usually big operations have huge tillage pieces of equipment that will get it incorporated to the point that it becomes less obtrusive real quick. You know, I don't know if it's going to be gone in one day or whatever, but hopefully that happens. Let's see what happens. I what he just said, that makes it one application a year, or possibly on the field, sounds better than what we used to have with the human waste situation. Okay, treasury report. Let's move on to that.
Okay, the September report. General fund, previous cleared balance, $12,735.65. Cleared checks and payments, $24,457.79. Cleared deposits, $22,800.74. For a cleared balance of $11,078.60. Uncleared checks and payments, $11,060.17. For an account balance of $18.43. Money market beginning balance, $234,435.97. Cleared checks and payments, $22,800. Cleared deposits, $2,023.31. For a clear balance of $213,659.28. The equipment fund CD, there was no activity. So the ending balance will be $43,990.94. Any questions?
I make a motion to accept the treasury report.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Payment of the bills. I settle them?
Please down here now.
Oh,
yeah, shovel things up.
Yeah, they can't walk down the end. All right. So I'll start at the top. We had a few checks for utilities and such that I paid out. One was the advanced disposal for our monthly environmental service to the shop and the community center for $98.84. CenturyLink had a bill of $106.97. Guthrie and Fry, the iron curtain and softener, $183 quarterly payment. U.S. Cellular, the monthly shop cell phone, $63.53. We Energies, $515.43. Wisconsin Towns Association, our annual convention, $910. And Bill Blunk, some mowing for $175. Moving forward for this month, we've got Ernie Banker at 64 Hours Highway. Got Bill Ingersoll, his salary in one meeting per dime. Ted Miller, his salary in one meeting per dime. Morris had 67 hours for the highway. Donnie Laska had 64 hours highway. Jason Stamper had 67 and a half hours for the highway. David Stendel had 14 and a quarter hours for the janitor, plus he paid for a few supplies and the carpet cleaning for $409.20. And then Bev Stendel had 16 hours for the janitor. And Lloyd Zastro had a salary in one meeting per dime, plus he had the September part of the planning committee meeting for $50. Jim Zastro, salary in one meeting per dime, and internet voicemail and bank mileage for $61.15. And then Brian Newman had salary in one meeting per dime, DSL, fax, and mileage for posting for $50.72. Associated appraisals, October contract payment for $787.50. Burt's Tire Service repaired one of the lawnmower tires, plugged it for $5. The General Rental Center picnic supplies, the few other things that were on there for $239.90.
What is that? Hold on.
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed. I forgot the Concord General Store. Sorry, September gas expenses for $242.73. I skipped a couple there, I apologize. Dale Connolly, webmaster, for $50. Then the General Rental Center for picnic supplies for $239.90. Guthrie and Fry, the quarterly softener payment, $48. John Jensen, the Jefferson County Treasurer, our managed forest payment for $6.52. Lang Enterprises, there's three invoices for signs, totaling $380.49. I would say there's like 10 or so signs in there. Then Menards, this number is different than what you're going to have in your handout because I got one come in today. The total is $149.79. There was one invoice that was added to that today. M&I Family Builders, also known as Over the Top Roof, $12,605 for the old town hall roof. Pat Brandt, monthly reporter, $50. Pascula's Welding. They did some welding on the baseball backstop at the park for $50. Town of Exonia, the Northside Drive, our portion of that totaling $69,292.95. Watertown Ace Hardware, shop supplies, $43.49. Western Culvert, we had an 18 by 10 piece for $166.50. Wisconsin Department of Transportation, West River Road Bridge, $5,841.08 is our portion of, I think that's a preliminary engineering. As far as I can understand, I don't think that includes any cost to build, but And Wisconsin Inspection Agency, the September building permits, $510, and Wolf Paving, two I guess shipments of cold mix for $369.82.
I got a question on Associated Appraisal Consultants, $787.50. Is that some certain contract? Is that an annual contract? This would represent 1/12 of the
yes.
of the sum.
Yeah, they do all of our appraisal work. That's our contract payment. We pay them monthly. Yeah.
Okay, but it's 1/12. There are no moving parts.
Nope.
In the contract. Okay.
Correct. I want to say it was a 2-year. I think it's a 2-year contract we had with them or something like that. But yeah, correct. It's just a monthly divided by the total. Yep.
So the $5,000 was not expected for the bridge thing. I've been getting correspondence that the bridge is moving forward.
So far, the town spent $14,000 on the bridge, and the feds have spent $56,000 on the bridge.
And what engineering costs?
There's $70,000 spent on that bridge and haven't moved a shovel or nothing.
So, I did run a budget report too for you guys. I have it sit on the printer at home, so I will mail it out to you since I didn't get it today. But we're pretty close to budget. I think we're running probably about $30,000 over right now. Most of that is because of the salt and the we're over on the roof. So with the extra income we had, it's probably going to be pretty close to right at budget. And that's with all the expenses from this month. And then I projected out what we spent last year during November and December. So right where we need to be.
Okay. Well, we did get a sale of our 2.5-ton Army truck and a couple of trailers that we don't need and a couple of tires that we didn't need. And it came out to about $10,280, our portion. So we got a...
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Can you buy another one for $2
instead? We probably can't buy one for that price, but we don't need one.
If you bought this one for about $2, right?
$1,800.
Yeah. $1,800.
Okay. What a good investment, right?
So where did it go?
It's right there.
Where is it going to? Did it say where it went?
Oh, the guy came and picked it up, and it's recreational. He's got a cabin up north, and he's going to put a snowplow on it, and he's going to use it to go out with farm work and to clear his land, and he just wanted that truck.
Cool.
Recreational.
Sounds like
the labor stuff. Yeah, if I had that kind of money for recreational,
I was going to say.
But, you know, if you buy a nice side-by-side SUV, you're looking at $10,000-$11,000
at least, yeah,
for a site by, well, at least. Mm-hmm. He bought a deuce and a half with low mileage, and he can get around anywhere on that rig, that farm. So I don't know. So who's
he did well.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. At least we didn't lose money on it.
We should have gone to him to invest all our money too, by deuce. We return like that.
Yeah, we also, you know, just make ourselves feel good. And we bought this thing for $200,000, and I know that we could sell it for a lot more than $200,000 right now. This facility and the 7 acres.
Well, you're done with the building? I don't think we should. I think we should.
Not that we should sell it. No. I'm just saying that we have a good investment here. I mean, at the time that we bought it, I can remember there was people that were very concerned that we shouldn't be invested in this piece or whatever. But retrospect, it's been 10 years that we've owned this place, and like I say, next year we don't have a payment on it. All we have is maintenance on it. If we wanted to walk away from this investment, I know that we could walk away with a positive note, you know. So, but
I think Johnny just suggested we buy quarters and halves this time.
If we could have, and we could have at that time, back when $1,800, I'm sure if he would have, there was like 6-7 of them out there in the yard, and if I would have took the whole yard, I'm sure he would have said, made me a deal, you know, but whatever. We'd have to garage them and all that kind of stuff. So.
But we also have to wait 5 years, don't you?
You have to wait 2 years.
2 years?
2 years to sell them. Anyways, we got a nice roof on the museum or the old town hall, and if we want to say that that's going to offset our costs, whatever.
Yeah, I'm curious. It seems like the price came in very well. So last week we were talking about, you know, all the add-ons. So underneath, did they not have to put very much underlayment, or what happened there?
They put an underlayment under it. It was metal roof, and they had to take off the metal roof. And
that doesn't
include the chimney either. So Arnie was what, about another 1,000? 1,300, something like that, 1,200.
Yeah.
So it came into a little over 14,000 is what it came in at.
It was really worked out.
It was almost right when we chalked it out to what Ted put up there. So.
Yeah, great.
So you have the historical society said that they're going to donate 4, and that'd be our 10, and we got the deuce and a half sold, tit for tat.
Wash.
So,
do you want to make a motion then?
Oh yeah, I make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Correspondence.
I have two things to discuss. The first one was the Dennis and Patty Lotman Trust and the John and D. Winkleman Trust, the rezoning we approved at last month's meeting, will be heard at the Jefferson meeting on the 16th, which is this Thursday, at 7 o'clock at the Jefferson County Courthouse. If anybody wants to be there for that, that's this week for the county approval on that. And the other thing was I received in the mail this week, the Jefferson Clean Sweep is looking for contributions again. I know we've done this, we've contributed to this program the last few years. I don't know if you guys are interested in doing that again this year. I've got the information on it if you want to look at it. I don't know if you know what we...
In 2011, we did 300.
I think we've done about 300 every year, so I don't know if you guys want to look at it. If you guys are interested in contributing again, we can.
2012, last year, 13, what did we contribute?
The only thing I show is 10, 11.
I thought we maintained the $300.
Last year, but I don't
know. It's 100.
I made it. Yeah, we paid 300 in 2013, 312, 311. I mean, 300. So we paid 300 the last few years. 2010, we did 400. We did 250, and actually, we must have doubled it up. Maybe we skipped a year there. But it's been about $300 the last couple of years.
I would motion to contribute $300.
Second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Are you going to mention something fired? Not taking a meeting?
Yes. They reached out to the... What night of the week is this week? It's this week?
It'll be Tuesday 21st, isn't it?
Tuesday 21st. I don't remember. I can look at the email. Yeah. The Sullivan Fire Department has asked us to join their budget meeting, which I think is October 21st, if I remember right. I forwarded you guys the email from them. I can relook at it. But they're looking for representation from our group to attend for the budget meeting.
That's only makes sense. I was contacted by someone, Randy, the guy that's on our Sullivan list, and he said that they had their meeting already. So did we miss it? Or?
Well, no, they had a meeting, and I thought they included everybody on the email, and it looked like it was just me, but I thought it must have just been the clerks they sent it to. And I get another one saying there's another meeting that they would like us to attend.
Perfect.
They have a town council budget meeting October 23rd at 6 p.m. to discuss a fire contract. The email confirmation would be greatly appreciated. I responded to Heather saying that we have our meeting tonight, that I would talk with the board and find out if somebody could attend. And I know Ted had already said he should be able to make it. I don't know if you guys are...
What day is our convention?
Convention's the following week.
Okay.
So the only thing is, if all three of you go, or if two of you go, I just have to totally post something here saying you guys are attending. So I'm just going to be proactive and post that we'll have.
I'd like to go too. If you want to go, I want to just hear what they have to say too, firsthand. So
I don't have a location for that, but I will find out for you. I'll let them know that at least two of the three of you will be there.
Okay.
If not all of you. So
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
All right, old business. There was none.
There was no old business from last meeting.
New business is to set dates for the November budget meeting and November budget hearing. So, do you want to set a date with us?
No.
Oh,
I got something to say for the new business.
Okay.
I'm asking you guys to set the date. You set the date, 10/21? Yeah.
No, that's the Sullivan. It's the Sullivan. It's having a fire, their fire contracts meeting. No, this would be in November when we do it. Last year, I think we did it like on the 7th and the 14th, but it's a Friday this year. Our normal meeting is going to be on the 10th. I've got a calendar up there if you guys want to look at it. So the normal monthly meeting will be on the 10th. Thanksgiving will be on the 27th. I don't know if we want to do that in 2 weeks. Yeah. I think it's just a week in between. I don't think you have to have 2 weeks.
I'm going to be gone the 5th. Can we do it like the 3rd or the 4th on the first Monday?
No.
4th is an election.
4th is the election. I'd rather do it the week of the 10th if we can.
And I might be gone the 10th, 11th, and 12th. So.
I mean, we could do like the 13th and 20th.
There's something. Freebie, I don't know any fam trips. China.
What the heck?
I got some freebie fam trips that Funjet has given travel agents that I'm taking. One I haven't gotten okayed on. If I get okayed on the second one, I might go into that second week. You know, it's like free, so I might as well go down there.
Free is always good.
Have a pina colada down in Mexico somewhere.
Would you be back late that week? Or
I could be back on the 14th, possibly, yeah.
That's Friday?
But it would be.
Well, you could also have a budget planning meeting here before, and have a budget hearing in November.
Well, that's assuming I have all the numbers to run the budget. I don't know if I haven't researched if I have all the.
Very sure, so no.
I've gotten some information from the state, but I don't have all of it yet. I'm still waiting for some of it, so.
Yeah, so it's like 18th and 25th, or.
I mean, I'm okay with it. I mean, the Thanksgiving's on the 27th. I'm okay. I'll be in town. I have no problem doing that. If you guys are around, we can do the 18th and 25th.
That worked perfect for me.
So do you want to do it at 6 o'clock? Because you meet at 7 then?
Yeah.
So you want to do our meeting at 6 and then they can meet at 7?
There is one.
So do you want to do them both at 6 o'clock? What's that?
Two birds with one bird.
Or two birds with one stone.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to do 6 o'clock on the 18th and the 25th?
Let's do it.
Okay.
The 25th.
It'll be the 25th.
You're more than welcome to come the other one, but the 25th is where you set the
right.
budget.
So please show up because we need you to make motions.
Okay. Excellent. Now we open up the floor. Ernie, go ahead.
Both of them will be at 6 o'clock, yes.
And a 2004 pickup truck that there. Need of tires. And I went to the burger and got some prices. There are $114 a piece.
What brand are you looking at?
The cheaper tires because they're just on an old pickup truck. You know, we don't
afford that much.
The F-150.
The 150.
The 150. So I went to get the cheapest tires. And
basically,
Cooper is what the name was. And I went to Best of the Year, and he can get them cheaper, so by $20. I don't know who you want to go with.
$20 for the whole set, $5 a piece?
Cheaper. Well, that's smaller than the milk and everything put on.
But $5 a tire cheaper?
No,
or $20.
The tires are $114 because they don't make much money on it with the government, and then they wanted $60 for Mountain and Mountain.
Per tire?
No, for all four. Put on the truck. $60 for the tires put on the truck. Both, they're both the same. But Bert was a little higher on the tires.
But would John be the same tires at different
tire
brand?
Cooper. And I have John do us a little work. He does a lot of work for us. So I think maybe we should just give him John do it. Because if I got any problems, he comes down and tries to stuff out with wiring. So, but that's up to you guys, if you want Bert or you want John. And if you want to go ahead with it.
We're talking four tires.
Four tires. So you're talking $460 at Bender's and $480 at John's.
We asked John to do a lot of the odd work to hurry up filling work. I mean,
yeah.
We should give him a little bit of decent.
Yeah, we should give him a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if they're needed, I make a motion to have Ernie buy them from the vendors.
I think if we give Bert plenty of
we give Bert enough business too. I mean, I go down, we take stuff down there for repair and stuff, and we bought the other tires all from Bert, you know. And
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
One other thing, I want to thank Miller for cleaning up that fence line. That's a nice job. I wish there was a little more of that done in the township.
Who did what?
Cleaning up the fence line.
Who did this?
I mean, he took the whole fence off.
Who's here?
Took the little barbed wire fence off. Now we're needing to have everything nice.
I don't know if you're getting that wire in the mortars wrapped around when they break.
Okay.
You can be 5 feet away and catch the wire, you know.
Suck it. And then the girl the bus.
He did a nice job.
Another thing, as long as we're talking about maintenance, we had a demonstration. Ernie has this problem with one of our trucks where the fuel shut off. We didn't turn the key off, it sticks, and then you turn the key on to start the truck. Now somehow the fuel shut off the valve, or it's like a solenoid, would stick. And he keeps adding WD-40. And I told him, I says, you know what? You should add this other stuff that I get. It's a better penetrating oil and better lubricant than WD-40. So I was going to bring him down a can of this. And I said, well, you know what? You should have this one guy come out and give you a demonstration. I was really shocked to take my Rotella oil and put it on a bar on a little electric motor and then try to stop it. You know, and you stop it, and it smokes and everything. And this guy, his oil is, what kind of oil is it? Name of it. It's not a synthetic because he had Mobil 1 there too, and he showed Mobil 1 use it. He put on Mobil 1. And you could take the arm and put it onto the electric motor, and you could stop that electric motor with that. There's a friction there too, but I forget what his oil's name is, because we have it on the farm too. And you put his oil on it, and you try to stop it, and you can't stop it. The lubrication is that tremendous or different that the bearings are going to last longer. And I mean, seeing is believing. I thought oil is oil and grease is grease and penetrating oil is penetrating oil, but it's not. And so we purchased some penetrating oil from them and some grease from them because it is a better grease. Someday we're going to need oil again, and the town, it's about $400 for a $500 55 gallon drum, more expensive than what we've been getting. But whether it's worth it or not, you know, it's something for us to think about. But it definitely, seeing is believing, that, that there's a difference in oil, you know. And so this 55 gallon drum is like $1,000, and we're going to hold off on that until we need it. And we're going to use the old oil, but when it comes time, sometime we'll have to decide whether or not we want this better oil. So, food for thought. But right now, the penetrating oil, we did get that, and the better grease. I didn't see you sitting there. Did you walk in?
She just walked in, yeah.
I just stuck in.
Perfect timing.
Sorry, I'm late again. Oh, thank you.
Right on time.
You want to talk about the Sylvan EMS, Ken?
We're
Dalskin EMS. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just basically here to touch base. I've been busy, actually busier in Concord the last couple of weeks than we have been for a while. Since the beginning of the year, we've run 160 calls out of our Sullivan Air Station 3 area, to all of our former Sullivan Air EMS area. So it's 160 calls for the total between the town of Sullivan, the town of Concord, and the village of Sullivan. The town of Concord, we're at 41 calls at the end of September. Like I said, again in October, so far we've had quite a few out here. So, here to see if there's any questions, concerns, or anything that I can address or.
You know, just so everyone's aware of it, there's a problem with the communication system between Jefferson, the city of Jefferson. When someone calls in 911 to get that information to our pagers out here in Sullivan, and it's not just the Sullivan EMS, it's also the Sullivan Fire Department, and they're like in a low
Rome
too. We're in a low district, and the tower that they have to page out the individuals just does not reach them. So by next week, I think it's next week or something like that.
It officially says the 13th, which is today, but we haven't seen that yet. So our page this afternoon was pretty off, and that was pretty right out here. So
what I'm saying is TV6 was out last Saturday or Sunday, something like that, at Janie's Restaurant Bar in Sullivan, asking individuals if they know anything or felt that this was a danger or anything like that. So know what's going on. Dalston EMS is covering themselves by the fact that Jefferson gets a call from 911. They in turn page it out and give a phone call, a landline phone call to Waukesha communication. They in turn will page, well, they'll listen and see if Dalston responds to the page from Jefferson County, and if they don't, they instantly respond by saying, Dalston EMS, there is a call for you. And thus far, and this is what I'm going to ask you, you've been telling me that your response time has been much better under the Dalston than you have previously with the Sullivan EMS. So this communication thing is a problem. But it hasn't dampened your response times to
emergency. Actually, we are lucky. The fire department has actually gone back to the old phone tree because their pagers haven't gone off. So if they're not seeing people arrive at the firehouse in Sullivan, they're actually calling each other just to say, hey, when you have 18 people that you have to call, that can be a little time consuming. So we are fortunate in the fact that we do have Waukesha County as a backup. Like today, for the very first, they do two pages of Jefferson County. For this first page, for a call right out here in Concord, my pager never went off. Luckily, we also have it transmitted to our phones, so which the fire department now has as well, so we can see. So I looked at my phone and went, oh, people in Concord. Luckily, we got the second page, but we were already in route by that time. So there's a lot of sales pages that are now in place, but it's a big It has been a big ongoing problem. Luckily, the county has addressed it by putting this tower in Sullivan, which, like you said, is supposed to be operational this week, next week, I hope. So, but the good news is our times have been consistently much better than they were when we had to come from Lake Helenville to Sullivan and go out from there. So
my point is to let the community know that if there is ever a TV program or something on TV that you hear that the communication is not working right, now you know the rest of the story. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the story is that Sullivan, Dousman EMS is responding, if not better, or the same, if not better than when they used to. The only problem that might be is the Sullivan Fire Department, where they don't have a Waukesha paging out the Sullivan EMS. Or our Sullivan Fire Department, they're responding. Hopefully, they find one person that did get the page and then go through the tree call down the list. So,
okay, so now that they have that on their phones as well, it's been much better. So it's getting there, but it has been an ongoing issue. And actually, the county was well aware of this problem when they put it in place. In order to put it in place, you have to have like a 92 or 93% area coverage, and they had that. But Sullivan was the dead area. They just didn't tell us that. So they knew all along that we were going to be the dead area. Because there's a tower in Palmyra, there's a tower in Exonia, and we're just kind of, you know, and well, obviously in Jefferson. We're just kind of in the middle of nowhere, unfortunately. I mean, our pager, my pager usually goes off better if I'm obviously over closer to Exonia or Palmyra. So you can have it sitting in the station in Sullivan, it doesn't go off. But, so hopefully that'll get fixed.
911 may can't walk the county, just make a phone call. Tell somebody in the fire department they have a call.
Absolutely. And they actually do have contacts in place just in case that happens. It's been fortunate enough that somebody has always gotten the page, one of the officers, so they make sure that people are coming. And like I said, the last couple weeks they finally have it on their phone so that it's an IM responding program that automatically sends you the address as well as the nature of the call. So you can look at it and say, oh, this is what we're going to. Thank goodness. So the backups are finally kicking in. A little delayed, but you know, it's working. So we've been fortunate that both Sullivan Fire, Rome Fire, all three of us, and Dawson, we haven't missed a call. So it's a good thing.
Okay, well, and now your paramedic status, and it's still going well?
It's going very well. Mm-hmm. Yep, and still, if we come out and, you know, just so people are aware, if someone falls or something like that, there's no charge for us to come out and help people, you know, up off the ground and, you know, some people get nervous about if there's going to be a charge for certain things. We don't transport and we don't provide any sort of, you know, medications or certain IV or something. There's no charge for that. That's why we pay our taxes. And that's one thing Dawson's very committed to doing, is making sure that the citizens are safe. We don't want someone to lay on the ground for hours on end and feel like they can't call 911 and get the help they need. So I've been very, having been on both organizations, it's a very good organization that we've been working with. So, we still work wonderfully with both fire departments that we work with. So, been a good thing.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns? Thank you, Cammie, for coming out. And
all right,
once a month, coming out and saying hi to us. So thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
Any other concerns or comments that you want to hear? Bev, had a company come in and wash our carpet in here last week.
Yeah.
It was dirty, and they did an excellent job. And
they had really worked in getting those stains out that I couldn't get out.
So, you know, once in a while you have to do a little maintenance on our building and stuff. And we have a nice carpet. Well, we have a carpet cleaner, but to have it professionally done once in a while is, you know, brings it up just enough, and then we can take care of it a little while longer. And
they put Scotch Guard on, so they said I should have an easier time cleaning it now.
So, good enough.
Second.
All in favor? All right. Okay. Thank you for coming. And
it's only
really
because we, without having our cookies. What happened is we had a military Halloween benefit here Saturday night. The people were all supposed to bring dessert. The people at home and didn't take their dessert home. They filled the refrigerator full of dessert for a church Sunday morning, and while they couldn't get into